here we are. You look nice.
Thank you.
Wearing a dress today.
Yes. I will say I am running out of wardrobe options for the podcast. I think it's almost time to go shopping.
You can't. It's the Rona.
There's online shopping and stores are starting to open. Actually, I'm very excited about this in Texas. I don't know if this is everywhere, but Ulta is opening up. Do you even know what Ulta is?
No.
Ulta is the makeup store.
Oh, hell yeah. Let's get some makeup on that face.
Oh,
please.
Oh, hush, no.
My God, makeup, I've seen you without makeup and it's like, dude, some dude is walking around my house.
Shush. Just for that, I'm going to go to Ulta and spend a lot of money.
That's fine.
Yeah, right.
We forgot to welcome everybody.
Yes, we just started bitching out the gate. Sorry,
right out
guys.
Of the gate. Welcome to the show. We're very excited about this podcast, and we hope that we continue to be very excited about this podcast because
that we're not sick of talking to each other.
Well, that we already are. Yeah. That we are, but it's exciting for us, and we love coming on here, and we hope that you and your spouse watch, and that maybe you're getting some insight on our day-to-day life.
No, but I like that. Something that couples can watch together or listen to together because we're always looking for stuff that we can... I'm always complaining because you control the radio station when we're driving in the car. So this is something that hopefully they both like to listen
to. Well, I mean, look, I think it's shitty that I have to ask permission to watch
a... Wait, can we finish welcoming them?
Oh, go ahead. No, but I have something on my mind. It just made me realize... Like, so fellas, I'm on the road, okay? I'm on the road. There's not much to do on the road. You're by yourself. I'm with the other comedian. I'm with my road manager, Timmy. And during the day, I like to watch a movie, but I have to call her. Like, I have to be like, hey, is it cool if I watch this movie without you, right? Like, I have to... And she'll be like, no, I want to watch that. So you have to wait.
Well, right now, the movie theaters are closed. So that fight's off the table.
But what I'm saying is, dude, if she wants to go watch a movie without me, there's no phone call. She doesn't call me and be like...
Because you don't care about what I want to see.
So then I'll get home off the road and I'm like, hey, we should go see this. And she's like, oh, I already saw it. And I'm like...
No, that's not true. I don't go see, like, action movies. I go see things with strong female leads. Or romantic comedies.
No.
Things that you don't really want to see.
But
anyway.
Even shows at home. Like you're...
Oh, no. You're the one that gets really upset about that. If I get ahead in a show, then you get really upset and give up on it completely.
Well, no. Because like the... What is it? The
Marvelous Miss Maisel.
Marvelous Miss Maisel. It's about a female comic. And Renee's like, oh, you should catch up. I'm on season 4. I'm like, it's too late.
There's not even four seasons.
I can't even get in now. I'm done.
No.
I'm done.
It's so good. I told you I would rewatch it with you.
But maybe we should.
I think we should. You know what I realized watching that show? Okay. It's it is about a female stand-up comic. But Lenny Bruce is a character on the show, and I totally have a crush on Lenny Bruce. So I very clearly have a type. Dark, short, funny men.
With vulgar mouths?
Yeah.
Because Lenny Bruce has a vulgar mouth. So you definitely do have a type. But I wanted to talk about this on the podcast, Like, you always think, like, stand-up-wise, there has to be a segue. There's not. There's no segue.
Oh, gotcha. Jump into the next.
I got a tooth pulled, one of my wisdom teeth pulled, and I hate dentists.
Oh, you have, weird anxiety about dentists, like extreme weird anxiety. Last time you went to the dentist, you got a deep clean, which most people get put under for that, and you told the dentist not want to go under.
I don't want to be numb.
No anesthesia.
No anesthesia.
And he was like, he thought you were insane, and he did it anyway.
No, the whole time he was doing it, he was like, this guy's crazy. I've never seen this before.
But I think he was like a military guy, and so a vet, and you were so insistent on it that he was like, okay, if this dude's crazy and wants to do it, go for it.
Because I rather feel what's going on. I don't like the feeling of my face being numb and them doing stuff to me.
I want to be numb, knock me out, wake me up 2 days later.
There's very few things that make me feel anxious and like...
You were like angry
I was mad.
It. Yeah.
I was like, man, I want to punch this dude. Like...
Well, yeah, because you didn't get the anesthesia.
No, not because of the pain, because of the anxiety that it gives me, right? I was better when I didn't have, because they did one side deep clean.
So this time you took the anesthesia because he insisted on it, right?
Well, so I have never had a cavity that hurts my mouth. right? I've had cavities that I've had, you know, I had to go in and get them filled or whatever. But, I mean, my face, like, I couldn't drink cold water. You know, I couldn't, my fat ass couldn't have ice cream. So things got to get done. I can't have ice cream. We're going to go. So I go in, which, by the way, it's Matt's neighbor, because we were driving all the way to Austin to get all our dental work done. Yeah. And then I was like, okay, I don't want to be driving all the way to Austin. Is there somebody here in New Braunfels? And I reached out to Matt. Matt's like, oh, my neighbor.
Oh, I didn't realize it was his neighbor.
That's his neighbor. So I go in and they do the x-ray and they're like, oh yeah, that tooth has to go. That wisdom tooth has to go. And I'm like, so he's like, oh, you can do, you know, we can give you some medication. I can pull it right now. And I'm like, dude, can I eat ice cream in 2 days? Pull the damn thing. So he's like, all right. He's like, I got to get you numb. And I go, no. I go, just pull it. And he laughed because he knows I'm a comedian. He was like, oh. And I'm like, no. Like, I don't want any local anything. And he was like, are you serious? I go, yeah, just pull it.
For the record, I think people should also know that one time when you and I were first dating before we had health insurance, you took pliers and full-on pulled a tooth out yourself.
I pulled my own tooth. Well, no, I had a shark tooth. You know, the extra one in the back? You know what I'm talking about?
Like, oh, that. So that makes it okay. It's okay to bust out your own pliers. It's just an extra tooth.
So I got needle nose pliers, and I pulled it out. It's a little baby tooth. It wasn't even like... And this one was like, what is wrong with you? Why are you gargling with peroxide? I go, because I just pulled my tooth. And she's like, you're a freaking crazy person. Because I don't want to go to the dentist for that BS, right? So he was like, are you serious right now? And I go, yes, I don't want you to numb it at all. Just freaking pull it. And he goes, yeah, I'm not comfortable with that. He goes, I'm not. He's like, I'm just not comfortable doing it. And I go, all right.
He's afraid you're going to bite his hand.
I go, then just... I go, just do one, because he was going to do three. And he's like, how about I do two? How about we negotiate? So he did two, and then everybody started, I got it pulled out.
Oh, that's what you, like, I was hoping you'd come home and I could video you saying some
molest me?
Stupid, loopy shit.
You wanted to molest
me? No,
Well, I did post it on Instagram, and people are like, oh, I can't wait to see this afterwards, because apparently...
You were totally coherent afterwards.
Apparently, some people get, like, their wisdom teeth pulled, and they get, like, a full-on anesthesia.
Yeah, people are like loopy, like that someone needs to drive them home.
I just got the like local shot, but then Donnie Sosa on my Instagram and several other people were like, oh, don't get dry socket. I'm like, what the fuck is dry socket? I don't know what that was. Do you know what that is? Do you know what dry, I'm like, they're like, oh yeah, dude, if you get dry socket, like it'll be the worst pain of
what
your life.
What is it?
If you suck out all the juice from the hole, then it dries up and it like gets an infection all the way to your bone.
So you mean you want like the blood to clot for a little bit?
Yeah, you want the blood clot. Apparently, if you drink out of a straw afterwards, you're done. Dry socket.
Okay.
So I had no idea. Like people on Instagram are like, oh my God. And then on top of that, people are like, oh my God, like. Oh, you're going to be in so much pain for the next 2 days, and...
Okay, this is kind of gross. I'm done talking about your teeth. Can we talk about something I want to talk about?
I got it pulled out 2 days ago, and I have no idea that... Like, I feel completely fine. No pain, no issues.
Thank goodness, because then you'd be a big, giant baby, and I'd have to deal with it.
No dry socket. Sometimes you don't have sex with me because you have dry socket.
To move the topic because you totally it just came to me
right now, and I was like, oh my God, how did I miss that? You know what I mean? It was one of those moments where I was like, oh
that,
man,
that was getting edited and out, dude.
It's not getting edited out. No, it has to stay in. Rick, it stays in.
Okay, can we talk about what I want to talk about now?
What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about how it
which
really...
by the way, I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Look, you want to let me talk.
What? No, but how many times are we, now that we have a freaking podcast, are we driving around going, I want to talk to you about this.
And then we're like, save it.
No, save it. Save it. Don't save it. Save it for the podcast. So that's one. Is this one of those?
This is one of those. I think it blows that Mother's Day went down when coronavirus was like in full swing and everything was locked down and shut down. And I think that it's really unfair that you're going to get Father's Day and go do whatever you want.
How is it unfair?
Okay. First, let's
run through. It falls when it falls.
No, but let's run through how Mother's Day went down.
It falls when it falls.
Can we run through how Mother's Day went down?
Sure.
Okay. I ordered my own flowers. I ordered my own brunch that
You're
it
welcome.
Should be delivered.
You're welcome.
Garrett spread it out on the table.
You're welcome.
I don't think he even put the, you guys even put the quiche in the oven.
You're welcome. I didn't know you put the a quiche.
Yes.
Dude, who eats fucking quiche?
No, H-E-B did a really good job of putting
she
a whole
ordered this thing
Day
from H-E-B for a Mother's Day package for a brunch, and I participated.
No, you know,
I didn't want to sit there and I set it all up. There was like a bullshit cheese tray. Like, and I'm like, here you go. Let's.
But that's my point. Why did I have to buy my own Mother's Day brunch and my own flowers?
I got you a card. Oh. Did I not get you a card?
Thank you. It was
and
a
what
very
else?
Sweet card.
What else did I get you?
I told you what I wanted, and you
I
couldn't
got
even
you a
get
bag.
On Amazon. And
I went to Bucky's. Day
you
off.
You bought my gift at a convenience store.
Dude, I walk into H-E-B and I'm like, man, I'll get some flowers. No flowers. Just sad dudes. A bunch of sad dudes in line. Like 40 of them. Because there was no more flowers at H-E-B. And I'm like, oh, shit. Like, no flowers. What am I going to do? So
That's
I go to Bucky's.
Those moms need a Mother's Day redo, too.
Hold on. Don't make me feel like an asshole because...
I told
we discussed,
you what I wanted.
I know,
I
we
told
discussed.
You, hey, in front of our friends, I said, hey, Kiki, what do you want for Mother's Day? You know what I want for Mother's Day? You were sitting right there. I
yes.
said, I would love a stand-up paddleboard.
Okay, she did say that, right? By the way, and so
I've
Kiki...
I've learned my lesson. I just
Kiki was
I
like,
want.
Well,
otherwise,
I want this in front of her husband. And then this one's like, I would like bad acting the whole fucking thing.
I was trying to avoid
like,
a gas station gift, and clearly
no,
it didn't work.
No, so, and this is the issue that we have in our house all the time. As soon as you said, I would like a stand-up paddleboard, we got in the car, we left Ponch and Kiki's, and I go, hey, if you want that stand-up paddleboard, order it. Go ahead and order it. And the reason I say that, and people will be like, oh my God, Steve, can't you get it? Because every fucking gift I buy you on my own, you don't like. The stand-up paddleboard that I would have picked out for you,
you
wouldn't have liked.
You would have bought me a
you
camo stand-up paddleboard.
I would not have bought you a camo.
Yes, you would
no,
have.
I would have bought you nice. I buy nice shit. Do I not buy nice shit? And then you would have bitched. Well, how much was it?
I don't know. You bought my gift at a gas station.
Just for the day up because I knew you were ordering your stand-up paddleboard.
Oh, and on top of that, let's not forget that on Mother's Day weekend, you went away for a guy's trip and stayed overnight with your dude friend
at the
ranch.
No, no,
so
hold on.
So how about on Father's
hold
Day,
on.
I take a trip with my girlfriend
Absolutely.
And we have an overnight on Father's
Absolutely.
Day weekend.
Father's Day means nothing
okay.
to me.
You said it.
From
on
day
record.
One, from day one when we started dating, I told you, I can treat you like a queen every day, or I can treat you like a queen on Valentine's Day and Mother's Day. I treat you great. We go to dinners. We do nice things.
Well,
I treat you good every day.
Okay. Go to dinner.
But my point to you that I'm trying to make is, first of all, two things. Number one, yes, did I go to the ranch with my friends and spend the night?
On Mother's Day weekend?
No, there is no Mother's Day. It's see, it doesn't say Mother's Day weekend. It's Mother's Day. And that's the, I was home for Mother's Day.
Okay, you were. That's
that was
true.
Sunday.
That's
Friday,
true.
I spent the night with my friends at the ranch. And then I came home Saturday early.
Oh, you came home early, but you were useless. Completely useless. You took
dude,
a nap. I don't know what you guys did
I
at the ranch.
I got fucked up, dude.
You were useless. So don't even say you came back Saturday.
My drinking
you were
game,
not there.
My drinking game has gone way down. I'm not a drink at home guy. I'm not, I know a lot of guys, they're, you know, I have a glass of whiskey before I go to bed, or I have a glass of wine, or I drink a beer. That's not me. I'm an all or nothing guy, right? Either I'm going to drink or I'm not going to drink. So during the Rona, I haven't drank. I don't drink at home. It's just, it doesn't appeal to me. So we go to the ranch and I'm like, all right, get the bottle of Crown out. Let's do this. And my drinking game is not as good as it used to be. I was only able to drink. I only drank a bottle. Back in the day, before the Rona, a bottle was no big deal. Dude, I was wrecked. I'm sorry, and I apologize to you.
You were useless. You did apologize.
I screwed up
We had dinner plans, and you sucked you know it what? Up
and by the way,
that.
You owed me one.
Oh, I did. For what?
For going out with your girlfriends and not taking our son to school the next morning. And your friends ratted you out.
That was one night. That was literally hours. How do you get an overnight trip and useless the whole
this
next
girl
day?
This girl gets a babysitter for girls' night in New Braunfels, doesn't get home till 1 a.m.
No, they shut down the bars at noon.
At noon?
At midnight. They shut down the bars at midnight.
So then you got home by 12:30, 1 o'clock. The best about
her friend. How does it take me an hour to get home in New Braunfels?
I run into her friend without her, and she's like, oh my God, look at this text I got from your wife the other night. And it said, the room is fucking spinning. That's what the text message said. And I'm like, oh, hey, hammer time. Then she doesn't take our son to school the next morning because she's hungover.
Because I need someone to bring me water.
By the way, dude, had I done that, had I gone out, gotten drunk, and not taken my son to school.
You're making me sound like a bad God, mom. Dude. He's in preschool.
So
he
anyway,
stays home on Fridays a lot.
The point I'm trying to make is there is no Mother's Day redo. It happened when it happened. And why don't you have your paddleboard?
Because I didn't order my own gift. Do you realize how ridiculous that sounds? Because I didn't order my own gift.
I think there's a lot of couples like me and you that I try buying you gifts.
Whose husband is not thoughtful?
I try buying you gifts. Do I not try buying you gifts?
You do.
You don't like my gifts.
That's why I told you what I wanted.
I know, and you can order it. So now I have to order it? Just tell me what you want. Awesome.
Fair
order
enough.
It. Happy Mother's Day.
Fair enough. So what do you want for Father's Day?
I don't want anything. I want a happy, healthy wife and a happy, healthy son. I want to make sure that there's a roof over my family's head.
So you don't care if I go out of town that weekend?
I don't care
with my
what
girlfriends?
You do. No.
Okay.
But how about, your girlfriend's husbands are little bitches and they're not going to let their wives go. I got no problem with it, man. I don't celebrate, guys. Birthday, I don't need it. I don't need to celebrate my birthday. I don't need to celebrate Father's Day. I was raised by a hardcore Vietnam vet of a dad that my dad always told me. And as I got older, it really resonated with me where my dad would say, all I want is for a healthy, happy family.
Well, I was raised by a dad who bought my mom gifts on Mother's Day. So, ha.
And she probably didn't like them. Or maybe she was nice enough to fucking pretend.
He'd give her the tag and she'd return.
Exactly. She was at least nice enough. Dude, this girl can't even pretend. Like, I'll buy her something and I'm like, hey, what was the last time? I forget what it was. But I'm like, hey, I bought you this gift. I think it was for your birthday. And dude, she opens it and goes... Like, you could just see her shit face.
For my birthday. That was like a whole year ago, last time you bought me a gift.
Total shit face. Like, immediately, I'm like, fucking at least pretend. Like, at least be like, oh, wow, thank you. I don't know if I'd wear it, but I'm really happy right now that you bought me something. No, here's her face.
You know what I'll do next?
Bro,
holiday
immediate shit
or whatever,
face.
I will text you a link.
I did good for, what was the one that you really liked? The earrings and the watch.
Oh, yeah, you did good on that one. You did
what was that
good.
For? Mother's Day?
I think that was Valentine's Day.
Valentine's? Oh, Garrett Valentine's was so
Day.
Proud.
You did good on Valentine's Day.
So I took Garrett to get you this because you always wanted diamond earrings.
Yes.
And we have never been able to afford real diamond earrings. And you've been wanting a real nice watch. So I took Garrett and I let Garrett pick him out. He was so proud, right? Hey, Mom, look what I got you. And then tell him what happened with the... Oh by the way.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know if we've talked about this, but we might have.
I don't know, but we were at a festival or a carnival or something, and I got home at the end of the day to wash my face. You were out of town, and I was going, and I realized I was missing an earring, and I'd had them for, not even 2 weeks. It was probably 1 week. And I gasped or something when I noticed it, and Garrett came running in the restroom.
One of the most expensive gifts I've ever bought, by the way. This was serious shit.
And I told him, Garrett, my earring fell out while we were at the carnival, and he just started freaking out, bawling.
Because he bought them for
you. No, your earrings, they're gone. Like, he lost his mind. So here I am explaining to my 4.5-year-old, what insurance was so that he would calm down. I was like, it's okay. Daddy said he got the insurance.
But
the
good news is, dude, so Garrett is washing his hands in the downstairs restroom, and he steps on the earring.
Like 2-3 days later. Yeah.
And then so, like, he was so excited, so happy. So for like a week.
Mom, I found your earring.
Yeah, for a week, I'd be like, Garrett, the finder of earrings, come here. And he'd come over like, there's only one man that can find earrings in this house, and it's you, buddy. And he'd be like, thank you. It was awesome. It was awesome.
That was a good gift. That was probably the one good gift you've got.
What a dick, dude. So, you hear that?
So it really the sucked one good when gift. I thought a week later I lost.
By the way, the woman has several Louis Vuittons.
Oh, hush.
The woman has, the one good gift.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
Well, I'm going to give you a hard time later.
You look so gross and creepy.
It doesn't matter. You're the only one that has to fuck me. Sorry.
Okay, next topic.
Okay. I want to get into this very delicately. And I want to explain to the audience that Renee and I have truly decided that our life is an open book, that we would share with our audience our real life, whether it's the ups, the downs, the fights, the arguments, the fun times, the laughs, the gifts that you have to buy yourself. last year, I am in Nyack, New York. I am, and Renee and I are, we're through the first, what's it called?
Trimester.
We're through the first trimester. We had just taken blood tests. And that night, Renee calls me before I walk on stage. By the way, there's a blizzard blowing through New York. And Renee says, hey, I just got the results from the blood test. Everything came out healthy. An hour later, Renee's calling me and saying, I think I'm having a miscarriage. So I immediately get on a plane. I fly home the next morning. And we ended up having a miscarriage, and it was devastating for me and you. And then one of the things that came up while we were devastated was, at that point, I had already started talking about you being pregnant again on stage. And there was that moment where you were like, oh my God, what are we going to tell people? And I said, the truth. You know, and that was one of those moments in our lives.
But it was weird. It was, you had been making jokes about it that were very funny. And how do you make jokes about miscarriage? It was just weird. And it's not necessarily something you talk on stage about. It's just weird.
But we've also got to know so many of our fans, and we communicate with so many of our fans. And when I would talk about us being pregnant, we had a bunch of fans reaching out going, oh my God, congratulations. And we can't wait for the new jokes. And we're so excited for you guys. So there was those people that we had to talk to too and say, hey, you know, this is what happened to us. Which, by the way, we learned how common miscarriages are.
Yeah.
Everybody was calling us going, oh my God, I've had 3 and I've had 2. And, you know, we had a hard time having our first baby, and the second one was even harder, and blah, blah, blah. So today we are, how many weeks? 10 weeks?
Yeah.
We're 10 weeks pregnant. Yep, thank you. Renee is not getting fatter, folks. She's pregnant.
I mean, I am.
But she's getting fatter for a reason. She's not sitting at home eating ice cream. She is.
Yeah, doing that too.
But we're pregnant. We're 10 weeks pregnant, and we didn't know whether we should talk about it or not because we didn't want to go through the same thing. But then we remembered how we feel and what we said about we are definitely an open book.
Yeah.
And by the way,
and my clothes were not fitting anymore.
Yeah, and at some point you're gonna be like, Renee's a fat ass, right? So we have to talk about
that's
it.
That's a lot of corona weight.
Right. She works out. She's got a beer gut. But you know, we wanted to talk about it because I think that it's gonna be a big topic for us moving forward. The fears right?
I mean, there's a little bit of hesitancy to announce it now because we're not quite as far as we were last time I had the miscarriage. So
I would also like to say that, you know, for those women who are watching the podcast who have not had a kid yet, to realize that it's very common and it happens a lot, because we didn't know that, right? And there's moments where we feel like this is happening to us and only us. Well, it's not only happening to us. Yeah. It's happened to a lot of people. So
yeah, it's such a shitty thing. People don't want to talk about it, you know?
Well, I wish I would have had a heads up. You know, I wish somebody would have said, hey, man, just so you know, miscarriage is very
common.
Very common, and it happens. Yeah. So, you know, don't, because we were really taken by surprise. We were really taken.
I don't know. Shocked. I think you were, because from the beginning you wanted to talk about it on stage, and I was like, whoa, 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 it's a little early. Can we, like, I mean, you were talking about it.
I had great jokes for it. Oh my gosh, dude, my favorite joke of that was, I said,
you were already talking shit.
I said, my wife's pregnant and she's tired and miserable and sick. And I said, it's got to be a daughter, because only a woman can make somebody feel tired and sick. So maybe we can bring that joke back. But
I'm glad I can service you in that way.
Well, can we talk about you servicing me?
Josh, I know. As soon as it came out of my mouth, I couldn't believe I said it.
There was another one there. Stop setting yourself up. And don't get mad at me when you're like, it just came out of my mouth. But, you know, the fear of, like, of raising a kid is so hard. And now with, and by the way, our son doesn't know. Garrett.
We haven't told Garrett yet, just because last time he was very aware and he's a very smart kid, and that's just hard. And so I don't want to do that until we're a little further along.
And we've just kind of been teasing it, like, hey, buddy, you know, you think you'd be a good big brother? And he's like, I don't want another kid. I like being the only one. And we're like, oh, shit, this is going to be rough.
Yeah, for like, sure.
He's going to push the kid out of the freaking. My mom always tells the story that when she called me and said, hey, we just had your little sister, Victoria, that I told her, throw her in the trash.
Yeah.
Like, oh. And now me and my little sister are best friends. But she's not little. She's huge. But she's my younger. I should say younger. Vicky, I hope you're watching this because you're fat. And that's like me and her, we have this really interesting relationship too. And we were always talking about how, because you have.
I have an older brother and a younger sister.
And a very younger sister.
Hey, come on.
She's like 7 years younger than you.
Yeah, okay.
Right?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So, and me and my little sister were 5 years apart. And my older sister and I were 5 years apart.
Oh, well, Garrett and this baby will be 5 years apart. Right. You were worried about a big age gap, but you're 5 years apart.
Oh, dude, poor Victoria. That girl. Well, I treated her like a little brother. I'd take a jump rope, and I would tie cushions around her, and I'd make her run, and then I would tackle her. She was my tackling dummy. She'd hang out with me and all my friends.
Which is very different than the pillow challenge going around during coronavirus. Yeah.
So, dude, one time, my little sister was with us all the time. She was a little tomboy. And we're all climbing a fence. And she's climbing the fence, and she lands on her crotch. And she goes, oh, my balls. That's how much of a tomboy. We're like, hey, hate to break it to you, but you know, you're not going to have balls until you marry Kenny and take his. But we are concerned about, like, you know, and our neighbor, they had a little boy, and their six-year-old was so excited to have a little brother, and we've seen it kind of, you know, affect
the reality them. Of actually having a crying baby in the house that requires a lot of attention.
Well, mom has to be, you know, feeding the baby with the baby,
it's,
you know.
It's a different dynamic.
So, you know, Garrett's going to lose a lot of attention, you know, and it's hard because.
Oh, but that kid needs a sibling, dude. He's the center of the universe and he needs a sibling.
Bossy. Selfish.
I can't have two men in the house that think they're the center of the universe.
Bossy, selfish, just like his mom.
Just taking steps.
But that's another thing, too. It's like it's hard to raise your kid as a only child, especially living the life, you know, because my assistant slash road manager, Tim, works for me, right, and with me. And I'll be like, hey, Tim, today we got to get this done and we got to get that done. And sometimes Garrett's like, Timmy, I need you over here, buddy. And I'm like, whoa, dude, you don't work for you, you little jerk, right? But, and then it's hard to, I always tell people, like, it's easy to be a parent. It's hard to be a good parent.
Yeah.
You know, 'cause there's so many times that he's up at 7 a.m. and we like to wake up with him. We like to serve, make him his breakfast, you know, get him drinking, you know, drinking his water because his freaking kid doesn't drink water.
Yeah.
And then, you know, have a little plan for him and a schedule. But it's so easy to be like, dude, just go. You know how to use the Netflix, bro.
Right.
You know, you get it.
You know how to work the remote.
So it's hard to raise, and especially with coronavirus, it's freaking groundhog day, dude. How do you fill the time?
Holy cow. I mean, we do school for a little bit, but with a 4.5-year-old, you got 20 minutes before the kid's done.
I mean,
and then even if he does his little yoga class, that's like 30 minutes.
And then he has completely stopped taking naps, right? So, which is good and bad, because then he'll go to bed early.
Yeah.
And then yesterday totally backfired on us because we were like, well, let's take a drive. You know, our friends have a really nice place on the river. We'll get out of the house. We'll take him to run around. Then the kid falls asleep on us in the car. And I'm like, well, there goes that energy we just freaking burned.
Yeah. So you got to start over again, burning the energy.
Fuck, dude. So then in the evening, you're like, take him to the pool.
Yeah.
Like, just give him an hour.
We're going to be in trouble tonight if this kid doesn't go to the swimming pool.
Dude, this kid, like, I'll be putting him to bed. And I'm like, Garrett, you got to go to sleep, man. And he's like, but I love life. I don't want to. Sleeping's boring. I love life. And I'm like, me too, man. But you got to crash out, dude. And then we hear him singing.
Oh, yeah. Last night, singing to himself.
What was he singing like?
I don't know.
Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah, ching, chang, wada, wada, bing. I'm like, go to bed, dude. Your mom and I want to watch our shows. So it's been tough, man, during the coronavirus and, you know, not having school because we don't know if we're ready to take him to school yet. And
yeah.
Then it's summertime.
I mean, he needs to go back. It has become very apparent in this time off that he needs some sort of structure and routine, and he needs to go back to school.
He does. He needs to go back to school, and we got to get him back in a routine.
It's just going to be a hard transition.
What's been hard for you too? This, you know, you being pregnant and you know, it's beating your ass, dude.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because with Garrett, I don't think it slowed you down a bit. You were still going to the gym. You were still working out. You were feeling great.
It's working, yeah.
You were a lot younger back then too.
I was going to say, it was different.
But this one has, you've got morning sickness.
Yeah. Well, night sickness, really.
No, it's morning. After midnight.
Oh,
is,
okay, there
I have to teach her things, bro. She's like a little baby.
Shut
like,
your mouth.
I got it. She's like, but after midnight, it's the morning. But so, you know, you're having morning sickness.
Yeah.
And then, oh, dude. And then she's freezing me out, bro. She's got the damn AC at 72. Full on ceiling fan.
Okay, 72. Do you realize how ridiculous you sound? She's freezing me out. The house is at 72 degrees.
That's cold. I like to be in my underwear.
I've spoken to a lot of women who are like 9 o'clock. At night.
After 9 o'clock, I'm in my underwear. And I like to be in my underwear. And then this one got 72.
I think
the ceiling fan,
situation,
full blown guy, the ceiling's lifting. That's how high she has the freaking ceiling fan. There's about to be lift off. And then all night,
solution.
Dude, all night I hear, oh, oh. She has to be dramatic about it. I'm like, dude, just because you're hot.
Because the easiest
so she wakes me up.
Is wear more clothes.
And then I love my wife. I love my wife. I know we're preggers. I know what happened before. I'm worried, right? Oh, it's so hot. Ah, throwing the blanket off.
I'm sure everyone thinks like, I sound like that, Steve.
You do. And then I wake up because, of course, I'm worried about my wife. And then it's, I'm hot. I'm like, okay, well, we have the comforter. We have the sheet. I have my own side
you
has another blanket.
You're the one who insists on the thick blanket, too. You have to have that thick blanket.
Yes.
Just so clearly you should be wearing more clothes at night.
I like to
wear
sleep in my chonies,
pants,
dude.
Put on a shirt.
Which, by the way, I think it's my son is becoming the underwear kid.
Oh, that's the other thing on Corona. We can't get the kid to wear clothes.
Like, he's playing outside full on, like, underwear.
Totally acceptable to be in your underwear out.
Neighborhood kids are fully dressed. They got bow ties. They got ties. The other kids got ties and a suit, and our kids in a freaking underwear. No shoes. I'm like, Garrett, can you put on? But it's my fault because as soon as...
Thank you. It's your fault.
Oh, and then this one, she doesn't like privacy.
What?
Every day she opens the shades. So the whole damn neighborhood can look at our house.
So the sun can shine in the house since we're stuck indoors.
I tell her, the backyard, open, let the sun shine in from the back. Dude, she's got the front. I'm trying to be in my underwear. The neighbors.
The windows don't light the whole house.
Because you know the neighbors got the binoculars like, I bet Steve's in his underwear, man. I bet Steve's in his whitey tighties.
What we're learning is that you should just wear more clothes.
And I bet they can tell that I'm circumcised. Because I'm in my
underwear. Why did you go there?
I'm just saying. Am I or am I not? Yes, see. See.
I'm not answering this.
But I, you know, I am worried about when a new kid comes, what kind of big brother is he going to be?
Oh, that kid's going to have a hard time, yeah. I am wondering when we're going to tell him, which I think needs to be very soon, so that he has a few months to transition.
Well, so that he doesn't think,
idea.
Dude, mom's getting fat, bro. But,
oh, no, don't tell me. I'm, like, waiting for it.
Hey, guys, mom going to do cardio or what? She's working on that dad bod. I do love your pregnancy boobs.
Okay, we're going to
Prager
go there.
Boobs are nice. Prager boobs are nice.
All right.
And then I know you wanted to talk about this. You got your first pedicure.
Yes. The nail salons in Texas are opening up. And I remember the date of my last pedicure.
Probably
it was
not
March
a good idea
12th.
To call it the Chinese virus at the pedicure
that.
Place.
I didn't say that.
I'm just saying that don't say that.
I didn't.
Don't say, I like, didn't. When you're talking to your girlfriends, be like, oh, my God, this Chinese virus. Like,
I wasn't sure how I felt about getting a manicure, not knowing what I was signing up for and what kind of precautions there were going to be. But I was totally down for a much-needed pedicure, and it was amazing.
Was it weird when you went in there?
They had asked that we wear masks, and everyone was wearing masks. The pedicure, there's nothing really different. I mean, I took my own wipes and I wiped down the massage chair remote and the handles on the massage chair kind of thing just because...
Which, by the way, I don't even know...
I felt more comfortable doing that.
I don't even know what's real anymore. Like, they, you know, first they're like, oh, coronavirus is all over surfaces and it lives there for months.
Yeah.
And then now it turns out that...
I don't know, but for peace of mind, I took my wipes and I wiped it down.
Because there were Asian ladies there, is that why?
Stop you! Stop it! Stop it! And then at the
you're
manicure,
racist?
Shush your mouth!
I bet they felt horrible that you're in there like wiping things down. They're like, "Oh my God," because we're Asian. Wow.
No.
So anyway,
at the manicure tables, they had like the clear plexiglass, like they do at the registers now. So I think.
So were you sitting in the chair?
And
then there was like a glass thing.
Not if you're getting a pedicure, but if you were getting a manicure, this particular nail salon had a plexiglass. Yes. And it just had like a little thing where you could stick your hands through.
But you were comfortable getting the pedicure?
Yeah, I was comfortable getting a pedicure. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You think you'd do it again?
I'm going to need it again, yeah.
Like with the Rona, you would go again?
Yeah, I'd go again.
What about your hair?
My hairdresser is my mom. And when it's not my mom, it's another stylist and it's just her. So I'm not like in a salon full of people. So I have no problem going and getting my hair done again.
With your mom?
Even my other hairstylist. Yeah.
Very good. Well, I have nothing else to talk about.
I just have to say, I don't know how those things weren't considered essential services to begin with.
What?
Because a hairdresser
is, you can't be that
like,
bougie.
What do you mean? It's not about being bougie. Like, a hairdresser is both, like,
no, I mean,
therapist,
look,
and it's like a basic... as a man, how
I will
do you
agree
not
with
think
that.
It's essential?
I will agree
like,
with that.
Go and you get groomed.
I think for a lady, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think for a lady that for your mental health...
Yes, absolutely.
Having nice hair, having nice nails, having nice toenails, even though yours are...
No, listen.
I should see her feet.
That's why I went and got a pedicure.
Bro, her feet could grab fish out of a pond. Bro, they're like talons. Like, literally, she could pull redfish out of the bay.
Red fish out of the bay.
Oh, dude, she's like, I don't even need a fishing pole. She just, with her toes, just
look,
grabs them.
Joke. That's a good one. Tell that one on stage.
It's a hacky, stupid joke. But one more time. Oh, but I honestly believe that
it should it should have been an essential service.
Look, I think that during the Rona, mental health is a serious thing. And I think that for women...
I'm not being bougie about it.
But even the gym, having the ability to go and exercise,
yes,
right?
And to me, it's like taking a shower. Like your upkeep, human health, and upkeep is like
right. I agree with that, and I feel like, you know, especially as a woman, for me, I don't give a shit. But as a woman, you feel more confident, right? Like there's times during the Rona that you get dressed up, and I'm like, what are you doing?
I just needed it that day.
Right. That's what I mean. And you just need to.
There are sometimes, yes. And I don't think it's just a woman thing. I don't think it matters what sex you are. Like, there's sometimes.
I don't give a shit. I'll wear my underwear.
Yeah. Well, you never
I'll
give a
shit. I'll
show
the circumcision, you're dude. I don't care.
You know.
I don't care.
No, but I think that, like, for a lot of people, getting dressed at the beginning of the day makes a difference. Like, they even say right now during Corona, they're telling people who work from home, put on your shoes. Something as simple as, like, putting on your shoes changes the way it puts you in work mode. And I feel like hair, skin, that's it. That's your body.
But it's like work itself, right? Like, the people who are unemployed, like I was, where, you know, your purpose gets taken away. You know what I mean? The feeling of, hey, man, I wake up, I go to work.
Yeah.
I do my job.
Your routine.
Right? I get paid to do it, and I come home, and there's some sense of accomplishment. There's some mental health issues where you go. Because, like, I tell you all the time, like, people that stay unemployed and not work, that's a talent, man. Something's wrong. But you know what I mean? Something's going on because I have to work. I have to. Which, by the way, how many projects have we got done at the house? By the way, don't ever live in a home. Don't ever live in a fixer-upper investment property and fix it up while you're living there. That is the biggest mistake we've made. Dude, it has been... I mean, we're finally almost...
I was going to say, we're
almost at the finish line.
Corona was a
lines.
Blessing in that way, in that we have been home enough for you to do some
Dude,
work.
Dude, I go put this fireplace mantle, okay? It is a... The mantle is made out of solid wood. It was a tree at one point. It's thick.
It's beautiful.
It's very beautiful. It's this thick, and it's like 5 feet.
How much do you think it weighs, though?
It's like 90 pounds. This thing's like 90 pounds. Two dudes. Phil had to help.
Yeah.
Dude, this one over here, she wants shiplap. Let's put some shiplap. Or like Mexicans say, chiplap.
Which is right? What it really should be called.
Yeah, with Chip and Joanna, it should be called chiplap. So she wants shiplap, and then she wants this mantle. And then she goes, well, can the mantle just sit on the outside of the shiplap? And I'm like, dude, it's 90 pounds. I
didn't feel like I was asking for anything.
I'm a YouTube carpenter. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a carpenter, but I gotta get on YouTube. So I get on YouTube on how to mount this thing. I've got to take metal rods and put them in.
Okay, let's back up. They sell brackets, y'all. Steve Trevino need the bracket.
No. What you have to understand, yes, they sell. And that's another thing, dude. She's getting involved with things that she didn't YouTube. I YouTube them. I YouTube them. She didn't watch the same YouTube video I did. The brackets.
No, I watched the one that was short where they used the bracket.
Because they didn't have a 90-pound mantle. Okay. I have a 90-pound mantle that has to be level and sit on the wall, right? So I've got to drill these holes, which, by the way, that was a pain in the ass. I had to get these metal bars, put them in. It took 8 hours. It took all day. Take the wall out, right? Build the mount so that they go into the studs.
It wouldn't take everyone else 8 hours. It took you.
What
eight
a dick,
hours,
dude. By the way, there's not a man that has ever worked on a house and when they saw the studs called it by their own name. Right? Oh, I found the Trevino. Every dude has to do that, right? When you have the stud finder. Oh, I found the Steve. So it's like when you tie something down to your truck every man has to go, that ain't going anywhere. You have to say that. It's part of, right? It's part of the thing. So, I put it in, and now I've got to cut the shiplap to fit perfect, okay? And
which made more work for yourself and made it much more incredibly difficult.
Bro, I've already said it. I've already done it. It's perfectly level, this one. Can we do it again? I'm like, no, dude.
There
it's
were
not
like
happening.
Big old gaps, baby.
It looks, does it look awesome?
Oh, now it looks awesome. Yeah, because you redid it.
Does it look awesome?
It looks amazing.
Does it look awesome?
It looks amazing. You did a wonderful job. Thank you, sweetheart.
You're very welcome. And we'll show a picture so people can see. And if the coronavirus continues, I am available to watch YouTube videos and fix your shit. No, the brackets were not
okay,
strong enough.
Okay, I'll drop it. It looks great. I love it. It looks great. I love it.
Thank you. The chip lap looks amazing.
The chip lap.
The chip lap. The chip and Joanna Gaines lap.
Yes.
All right. So we'll show you guys a photograph. I hope you like it. What a good episode. It went by fast.
Yeah, it did.
And we were really nervous about announcing that you were preggers, and I think it went okay. And we'll continue to talk about it no matter what happens.
Yeah.
But we do know that we are going to be happy right now.
Yes. Oh.
We're not going to be nervous.
I got to give a shout out to Dr. Faye at the Caring Center for Women in New Braunfels, because wasn't she amazing
when
she said that?
She's very sweet. Yeah. Tell them what she said.
We were... I think she could just tell I had a lot of apprehension.
Well, first of all, her legs are on the stirrups, right? And she's got the dildo, right? You know what I mean?
But no, anyway, thanks for ruining a sweet moment. But Dr. Faye just said, look, you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. You could get hit by a truck. You don't know what's going to happen. And there are lots of possibilities. So you just enjoy this pregnancy right now in this moment.
No, she was very sweet, and I think she's absolutely right, and I think that it goes to everything in life. And I think that if you spend your time, especially like with the coronavirus, worrying about all the bad things that could happen, you forget to enjoy the good things.
Yeah.
Right? And my wife and I we've decided that we're going to be happy, and we're going to be excited that we're preggers. I'm going to continue to do 90% of the work at home because you're out of commission. What are you laughing
for? Just for the record, yesterday I cooked 3 meals. I did breakfast, lunch, and dinner, so hush your mouth.
You warmed up the soup that you made from yesterday.
Maybe it was the day before. Dude, I made homemade soup.
Are you freaking kidding me right now? And by the way, she goes, can you go get the pot of soup from the garage fridge?
Because it's heavy.
I know. So I went and got, then I go, this is how hard she cooked yesterday. 300.
Okay, well, the day before that, I made 3 meals.
All right. We got to go. Dude, that was fun. I hope you had fun. I did.
Yeah.
I hope that you guys continue.
I hope people are having fun watching it, listening to it.
I just hope somebody's watching, man. You know how insecure I am about this shit, dude. And then I read the stupid comments, and there's like one dude that shits on me, and I'm just...
Oh, yeah, and they called you fat in something.
Well, I didn't read that one.
Oh, oops. No, they were actually really kind about it. Someone like got back on him, but I'm sorry, I shouldn't have brought it up.
Where? I didn't even see it, you jerk.
It must have been on one of the YouTube clips, but they were just saying they expected that you had been looking trimmer, and then during coronavirus you've let
yourself just told
go.
Her that this like fucks me up, and then she's like, "Oh, now let me tell you everything they said. Let me tell you everything they said about you being fat, dad bod, dad bod,
dad bod."
So please,
I'm rocking the dad bod.
Please, if you don't like the episode, just don't watch anymore. Don't be a dick. That's what even bugs me even more. The fact that you watched it, you didn't like it.
Hey, I don't
care. And then you're like, ooh, let me shit on him. No, you know what I mean? Move on with your life.
No,
you tried the Steve Trevino Captain Evil podcast. It wasn't for you.
Don't put out that negative energy. People
I'm
are
just saying,
like it.
Move on. If I watch a movie that I don't like, I'm not like, ooh, I gotta let these motherfuckers know that it was shitty. Like, I just move on with my life. A lot of keyboard cowboys.
Keyboard cowboys.
Yes. I did not coin that term. Somebody has said that before. But please, like it, share it. If you enjoy it, please, please, please share us with other people, because if nobody watches, I'm just going to stop doing it. Fuck it. We love you guys. Stay safe. We're out.
Bye.